Speaking of needing to be better, the Falcons do. They have to be better than they've been thus far. I know they had that great drive against Philadelphia and won the game.
Is this team just one great drive?
There's been moments. Okay. There's been moments. But, yeah, dude, if they didn't have that drive, if Saquon caught that football,
yeah.
Can you imagine what the last couple of weeks would be like?
It wouldn't be fun.
There wouldn't be a lot of silver lining. And there has been. There's been more silver lining from a 1-2 start from this Falcons team that I've seen from Falcons fans since I've been here. I also get it because I think this team's better than teams that have been 1-2 since I've been
right here.
I think this is different than what it's been the last couple of years. But now they have to start showing that. Like, we can't just keep saying there's signs of a good team. They have to put it together. Because even against the Eagles, they didn't put it together for 60 minutes. There was some good football in yes there. And certainly they won the game, which is the most important thing. But they haven't played anywhere near a complete football game, I don't think. I know they haven't played a complete football game. I don't think they've played up to the level that they're capable of.
Right.
I don't think. I don't know. That better be true.
That better be
like,
true, man.
If last week was what they're capable of, then that's going to be tough. But that's what this game has to be on Sunday, because you've now played three. You have the excuse of not having played together and the rust and all that nonsense. That's in the past now. You've played three games. You're getting into divisional play. The Saints are good. They're off to a good start. You've got them at home. You can't go 0-3 at home. That's just unacceptable. So all that stuff's out the window. And now you have to start talking about what this team is.
Right. Which would be
which
a
1-3.
Exactly.
Which is what?
1-3, man. I don't I think they got good components to this team. I really, really do. I don't think this defense is playing as well as people are saying they are, because they can't get off it on third down.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought process. I know they won't give up a lot of points. They give up 20 points. I mean, the bar for is 20. Like, when I'm trying to go back to when we played, the goals for offense would be 28 points. That would be the goal for offense, 28 points.
If the Falcons were scoring those, they'd be 3-0.
Yeah, they'd be 3-0. But, I mean, I think this defense, and I think it's good, has good support, still can't sack the freaking quarterback.
Yeah.
Still can't pressure the quarterback. Now, you played different types of quarterbacks, you know, guys that can escape the pressure and things like that. You won't have that this week. Now, Derek Carr can move a little bit, but Derek Carr can't move a lot. And so they've got to be able to get to him. I love what you said when I was talking about Georgia. They got to tackle. You got to be able to get to Alvin Kamara and get him on the ground, you know, because if not, he will kill you. But the first key of mine, win the physical. Well, they got to win the physical in this game, Andy, because we know that's what New Orleans wants to do. Offensively, they want to run the football, play action pass, just like Atlanta wants to run and play action pass. Defensively, they got 11 sacks, and they got sacks from a variety of people. Mm-hmm. So they could find a way to get there. DeMario, we talked about him all week. He's one of the most underrated linebackers in all of football. And then Lattimore, hey, I got five. So Drake London, just like when they did with who? Drake London, I got five. There's a dude back there that is deceptive. The Falcons got two of them guys. They got one of them, and I'm talking about that Honey Badger. Don't put the ball nowhere near him. You said it. Seven has to be the best back in this game.
Yeah.
He's got to be the best back.
Now, if he is, the Falcons might win by quite a bit, because Kamara is very good.
Yes.
And he's off to an incredible start this season.
Yes.
But you sort of back to what you're talking about as far as tackling and wrapping up. Like, there's guys on the team that I don't worry about. Like, I feel like A.J. Terrell's a good tackler at the corner position. Some of those other guys are a little undersized, and I know they've been solid, but I'm not sure. We need to see the linebackers have a really good game, because you know what the Saints are going to want to do. They do a lot of that intermediate stuff. They do a lot of screen game with Kamara.
Yes.
They like to get that. You know they're going to have a couple tricky little plays for Taysom Hill, and he always kills the Falcons.
Yes.
So those linebackers, and they're fast and they're rangy and all that kind of stuff, but they've been okay, I think, through the first 3 weeks. They've been all right.
They've been okay.
I don't know that they've been great. Right. They've been all right.
Been
but they got to get these guys on the ground and play fast.
They've
because
right.
If they miss tackles on either one of those guys that we were talking about,
the house call.
They'll take it to the house.
Yes,
I mean, Alvin Kamara will make one guy miss, and that's a 40-yard gain for him. They've also got pretty bad or pretty good weapons deep. Like, they got wide receivers.
They can go.
That can go. They can take the top off of it. So maybe in those situations, you'll have an opportunity to try to get home on some, like, slightly longer developing plays. Because the Falcons only have three sacks in 3 weeks. And I don't know. I lied to myself and said I'd stop worrying about it because I was just done worrying about it. Mm-hmm. But then they got Matthew Judon. And it was like, all right, well, cool. Now they have a guy who can actually get to the quarterback.
But
he's been all right.
He can't
do it himself.
He can't do it himself.
Right.
Yeah, he can't do it himself. That's why I was like, who's going to step the blank up and help him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe some of those guys have played to their potential. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Because we're, I mean, we're, another year, same conversation.
Yep.
Those guys aren't doing anything in the pass rush game. Maybe if the offense gets a lead and you get the opponent in longer third downs, maybe that would be the case, and maybe that would show up a little bit more in the sack numbers, but they haven't done that yet, so that hasn't happened yet. I think short yardage is really big in this game. Obviously, defensively, they need to get off the field on third down, but for a team that has a lot of money invested in an offensive line, and hopefully McGarry goes, don't know, but and a team that sort of claims an identity of being able to go forward and run the football and has Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, they sure struggle to pick up short yards.
Yep.
Like third and short, fourth and short, they struggle on those downs. I know we were talking about third down inefficiency, and the Falcons being the third worst third down team in the NFL in terms of percentage, which they are. They're the worst team in the NFL in terms of actual third downs converted. They've only converted six third downs in three games. Now, they've also run less plays and had less drives and had less third downs and stuff like that. But they're 0-3 in third and short.
Six.
It's not like it's just third and long that's killing them. They're just bad on third down. Why are they bad on third down? I don't know. But they are, and they got to figure it out. Yeah, they have six third down conversions. I think the Chiefs had seven on Sunday.
I chapped my ass right there, Andy.
It's an outrageous number.
Six damn third down conversions in three games.
What's worse? They've got six first downs on third down, or they have three sacks.
Six first down in three games is awful.
It's very bad.
I'm used to them not having no sacks.
Yeah, kind of over that.
Third
not
down,
really, but third trying
last
to be.
Week, third down in Falcons' favor. Can they?
Wow, that's not only they have to be better than the Saints at it.
They got to get six third down conversions in this game to win.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
It would be cool if they had more than nine third downs also, because that's a representation of. Now, I guess you don't have to go to third down. We do say that all the time.
Yes,
it's okay to get first down on first and second down.
That is true.
And that's the thing. When they had the ball rolling on those first drives in the first half against the Chiefs, they didn't get the third down. They were picking up chunk yardage on first and second down and just going down the field. Now, they had to convert a couple of times on those drives, but you don't have to go to third down every single time
either.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, these teams they're playing against have 16 third downs.
Oh, I know. Because they also have 20 more plays than the Falcons have every single game.
Because
they stay on the field and they prolong drives, which the Falcons haven't done. I think all of that comes back, though, too, and maybe this is an oversimplification, but I don't care. He makes the most money. Kirk Cousins has to be $100 million Kirk.
Yep.
Like, you brought this guy in here, and the whole hype of the offseason was you answered the question that needed to be answered. He's been all right. Mm-hmm. He's been okay. He's made some good throws. Obviously, that 2-minute drill against Philly won that game. That was fantastic, even though some of those throws were a little underthrown. Most of them were good. He had some good moments against the Chiefs. Probably should have had Pitts for that touchdown when he was fouled.
Yes.
There was the play after that. I don't know. There was a lot going on, but the throw could have been better. The fourth down or the third down on the drive before that, Drake London was open, and he missed him. Like, there just can't be as much obvious, like, hesitation.
Let it go.
He's got to let it go. He's got to let it go.
Let it go and let it go and trust it.
Now, hopefully that doesn't lead to Honey Badger and Lattimore and all these guys like you talk about intercepting the ball and completely taking the game away from the Falcons. But Kirk Cousins just has to be better. He hasn't been good enough yet. Yep. He's been okay.
I think, and that's the
final. If he's okay, the Falcons are only going to be okay.
That'll be our final key. Kirk's got to go. He's got to go right now because of what you just said. We can keep talking about rush. These games freaking count.
Yeah.
They count wins and losses. All right? You 1-3 after four. I don't want to hear no more, but they got a good football team.
You won't.
But they got a football team.
You won't.
They got a good football
team. If they lose this game on Sunday,
they can go win this football game.
All of that benefit of the doubt that they've been getting goes up that they've been getting